Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
8:15 now on this Friday morning. A lot of rumors in the air, a lot of everything in the air. Mike Dettelier joins us now before we talk about the Saints and the Falcons. You hear anything about LSU, Mike?
Well, certainly has heated up big time with Lane Kiffin. And because of, you know, he was supposed to have a meeting today with the athletic director at Ole Miss. And I think we'll get some pieces of clarity today, one way or another.
I know you're friends with Coach O. Is there any shot that he would come back?
He said that I had him on 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said he would be open to come back to LSU if the right opportunity presented itself. Him and Lane go back a long time. They were coached together at USC. He coached at Ole Miss. And then when he got fired, 1 year with the Saints, but then he joined Lane's staff at Tennessee that 1 year, and then Lane left to go to USC and joined him there again. So there's a lot of connections between him and Lane Kiffin. He was highly complimentary of Lane a couple weeks back in saying that he thought he was the best play caller he had ever been around, as far as offensive football was concerned, and made the comment, I'm a line guy. You know, my specialty is, you know, what happens up front. Lane looks at all 22 guys, and he said he's a genius sort of doing that.
All right, let's talk about the Saints and the Falcons offense against the Saints defense.
Well, it's going to look different. No Michael Penix in the lineup because of the knee injury that he'll have surgery. And looks as though no Drake London either, who's really one of the elite receivers in the National Football League. They're going to go heavy with the running game to protect Kirk Cousins. And, Kirk, ever since the Achilles injury, has not moved around very well in the pocket at all. And he was never really what you want to call it, say, a mobile quarterback, but he always had a little bit of movement left, right. Now he's, they don't have him anymore, but he's a phone booth quarterback. Mm-hmm. I know where he's at. He's in the pocket. So my big thing is to stop the two guys, Bijan Robinson, who's one of the best in the business at running back, also a terrific receiver coming out of the backfield, and the hammer, Tyler Allgeier, who's had some great games against
the
Saints.
Yes, he has.
And so you know what it's all about. It's about stopping the run at this stage. And if they can do that, you can put a lot of pressure on Kirk Cousins. My thing is try to blitz him right up the middle, put pressure on him. He's not a movement guy, and kind of influence that pass.
Tell me about the Vikings. I think Kirk Cousins. Tell me about the Falcons' offensive line.
Well, they've had some changeover because they lost their longtime center, Drew Dolman, in free agency to the Chicago Bears. And they've brought in, he's an undrafted free agent. He's done a solid job there, but he's no Drew Dolman. I try to attack them right up the middle, right over the top of the center. Their offensive line's really built to run the football. And it's been sort of weird, Tommy, to watch them because of the fact that at times it looks impressive for them because of those two running backs. and because of Drake London, too. When they need something, I'll go to that 6 foot, four and a half receiver. But he won't be in the lineup. So who do they go to, you know, when you need a third and nine or maybe a third and long situation?
Tight ends?
Well, could that be Kyle Pitts?
Mm-hmm.
And you look over the last dozen years in the SEC, he's one of the signature players. He was a tilt-the-field guy at the University of Florida. He hasn't done any of that. And he's just caught a handful of passes the last couple weeks. Now, against the Saints, he's got to play a bigger role. But first things first, you know what they're going to lean on. And that's going to be Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier running the football. Darnell Mooney, who had a great year a year ago. Yeah, I don't know what's the best term to use, but he's almost been a shell of himself this year as a wide receiver, former Tulane wideout. Everything is sort of misjointed with the Falcons on both sides of the football.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. We'll talk about the Saints in offense and Falcons on defense. Mike Dettelier, our guest every Friday morning, is Rouse's Football Friday. Rouse is the official supermarket of the Saints. 820 traffic now, WWL. 824 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, real quick, you remember the worst job you ever had?
I was a teenager. my dad worked at Bollinger Shipyard. And so during the summer, when they would sandblast a boat or something, it was to remove the sand from that particular area.
And that's what you were doing?
In the middle of the summer. It was
pretty miserable.
Wasn't the most pleasant deal, put it to you that way.
I can imagine it wasn't. But it got you to get an education, didn't it?
It got me extra money. That's what I was worried about at that time.
All right, let's talk about the Saints on offense against the Falcons defense.
Falcons defense has been feast or famine. They have been one of the leaders, Tommy, in getting pressure on the quarterback. And especially over the last 3 weeks, they've put up a ton of sacks. They've also given up a ton of big plays in the secondary. They're a team that...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They were worried about stopping the run before the season started, and it's still an issue with them. Teams were trying to throw the football on them. Now they try to run it. But it's been either really good or really bad with the Falcons on defense. Got a couple of young stars there for them eventually, and Jalen Walker at linebacker, James Pierce, the pass rusher. Their best player, Caden Ellis, former Saints linebacker. And talk about a guy who has really developed into a top player in the NFL. It's been Caden Ellis, not only against the run and as a pass rusher, but we saw it here his last year, his ability to drop in coverage. He's really good. But again, similar to their offense, there's been a lot of hits, and there's been a lot of misses. And it's all over the board for them. Pass protection's key against them, because they're coming after you, and they send an extra people.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't play with any confidence at all in anything they do. It's sort of a weird team, because they were really built to make a run at this in the NFC South, and it hasn't happened. And it's Jen Hale, who's on with us quite a bit, mm-hmm. and she does the preseason games for the Falcons. And last week she made a comment to me that I wonder if their season ended in Berlin. Because she said it almost felt like all the air came out of their balloon, football-wise.
For people that don't know what that means, Mike, explain to them.
In essence, they went to overtime against a very good Indianapolis Colts team. Mm-hmm. They had put a lot into beating the Colts. And then finally the coach figured it out. You know what the hell with this throwing the ball? They gave the ball five straight times to Jonathan Taylor, and he scored on the final run. And her deal is, I just got a feeling that maybe that was the final sort of strike.
Hmm.
And then you lose Penix for the year. Then you lose London for a period of time. And you've got some injuries. And they've got talent, but it has not meshed at all. It's an interesting point. And I do think the Saints win this week. If they win, beat the Falcons, this team is in major free fall.
Do you think it comes down to a field goal like it always does?
No, I think maybe a little bit more than that for the Saints.
Really?
Yeah, just a gut feeling for me. And finally, Monday, Bob said, Mike, you're finally going to pick the Saints to win. Because I've only picked them twice this year. Once against the Giants, and once I thought they would beat the 49ers. Early on in the 49ers, and still have a ton of injuries. And they had a shot. Didn't do it. No, I think the Saints win this game. It could be 6 points or more.
So tell me about what you expect to see out of what you would like to see out of Tyler Shuck this week.
He is going to have ups and downs, just like any other young quarterback. But, man, you see a lot of good upside with him. And that if you can protect him, you're going to be able to hit some big plays on the Falcons. But you got to be patient a little bit. I would try to run the football again. That is your young quarterback's best friend, or even an old quarterback's best friend, being able to run the football. Falcons haven't done a good job stopping the run. And then you get into some situations where if they respect the play-action pass, I can hit that pass downfield in that middle range part of the football field. I just think the Saints win a game like 24-20, 24-17, somewhere in that range.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Saints and LSU fans, you can meet Mike Dottiglia and the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, this afternoon at Rouse's Market in Metairie from 4 until 6. They'll count down to the big matchups for the black and gold and purple and gold. And if you have family or friends coming over for the holidays, stop by, say hi, stock up on everything you need for Thanksgiving dinner. You can huddle up today, make groceries with Haas and Dottiglia at Rouse's Market. This is one of 2,900 vets, 4 till 6 on WWL, always live on the free Odyssey app. We'll take a break, come back and talk about jobs report. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.